listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, beautiful people. Welcome in. It is another fantastic Sunday morning, week 7 of your National Football League. Couple of things jumbled up, but we knew of them. Nothing new on that front. Games will be played as scheduled. We're ready for a big slate. This one, in terms of picks, there's a lot of coin tosses, I think, on the board this week, more so than weeks past. Mike Harmon alongside the All-American, yeah. LeVar Arrington.
Good morning.
He came in with a smile on his face. I know Vince was a little afraid he might have gotten office linebacker, bringing up certain results of Saturday's slate in the Big Ten Conference.
No, Vince, you guys are good. Well, Chris, what up? What up? What up?
Team is assembled. Isaac on the updates.
What up,
Ilo? Our executive producer, yeah. Vince Close, and of course, Chris Perfett on the ones and twos, making us sound so pretty. Thanks for being part of our extended family here at Fox Sports Radio. But controversy, we'll get into the NFL momentarily. One, it was a celebratory day because Big Ten football was back.
Yeah.
I don't know what you could really say about Friday's event. Lovie Smith still has a very steep hill to climb at the University of Illinois, as Wisconsin just absolutely battered and abused them. And then we got to some fantastic finishes, and one that I know had you scratching your head and me wondering aloud as Penn State gets upended in overtime on the, whatever you would call that, the stretch. Is that what we're going to call that play on the two-point conversion?
You know what, Mike? I'm not even trying to categorize that whatever it was. It is what it is. It happened. It was a great day of football, though. More than anything else, the bigger takeaway for me was I was just happy that the Big Ten was playing.
Sure.
And that was the biggest victory of the day. There wasn't going to be a loss, including my Nittany Lions, that would have upended and made me personally lose sight of the fact that there wasn't supposed to be a loss or a win this Saturday.
No, it's it. Celebratory, you know? Day. Just the ability to go out. And I joke and I bring it up here on the show because I think it's a great reminder of taking football back where it is. Pat Fitzgerald got his 100th win for my Northwestern Wildcats as they bludgeoned Tua's brother and the Maryland Terrapins 43-3. But he's always called college football good, clean American fun.
Yeah.
Take everything, all the noise, all the politics, all the infighting between conferences and whatever else. And for those 3 hours, because one of the things my daughter and I did in between watching games and multi-screen experiences as we do, is we were watching a little Remember the Titans. So we brought,
that's awesome.
So we brought that movie. She loves it.
Yeah.
You know, and she loved little Hayden Panettiere, the daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she goes, "Where? How did they cast her?" It's like someone gave her a lot of caffeine and said, "Get in there and yell, yell, yell." But that becomes one of her favorite movie characters. But just one of those things of just remembering what it's all about at the heart of it.
Yeah.
Right? The work that goes in, but for all of us to be able to come together on a Saturday and enjoy it from sun up to sundown as we do.
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to. I was with my daughter. I had to stream the game, and I still got to go back and watch the game play for play just to see exactly what took place. But honestly speaking, like, it was just amazing to see the Big Ten playing, because there wasn't supposed to be a season. You know, Ohio State was Ohio State, and they Justin Fields he's going to make a case that you can't just wrap it up and deliver the Heisman to the Clemson guy. So
yeah, no, Trevor Lawrence. Look, they had their struggles for a while against Syracuse.
They did,
right? And he throws a pick six. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that goes into it.
They did, but so, then he tightened up.
Yeah,
and they you know, put some points back on the board. But I just love the fact that the Big Ten is back, and I just love the fact that I'm able to watch college football, and it's finding a way back to normality. And obviously, you know, us having the conversation today about the pros and what's going to go into that and picking our games. Honestly, I'm just I'm just happy that, you know, we're seeing, you know, I know we've saw some things where rises and cases have gone up, but we're also seeing where things have leveled off and some places it's gone down. Like for us, you know, we're actually able to start into the process at my high school and for my team to start having conversations about going into the weight room. We've not even been allowed in facilities. We've been allowed back on campus and in 10 people pods, meaning one coach, nine players.
Right.
And keeping 6 feet apart at a safe distance. And now we are continuing to progress in what we're able to do, the clearances of what we're able to do, Mike. So for me, I'm just happy that our world, our America is fighting to try to get to a place of normality, because you start to sit back and think about how many people have been affected and impacted so deeply and so tremendously by all of the events that have taken place. I just want to take a moment to tell everybody out there, hold your head up high, keep your chest up and your shoulders back, one step at a time, 10 toes on the ground, because you know what? Maybe somebody didn't tell you that everything that you've gone through and everything that you've been able to accomplish in these crazy, dark, uncertain times, you're amazing for being able to do that. Not making excuses, not blaming it on COVID or everything else. And maybe you did have weak moments where you complained. Maybe you were upset. You were hurt. You're scared. But just hold steady. You know, I just want everybody out there that's listening to us to know, one way or another, if you continue to work hard and you push through it, something good is going to happen for you, and something's going to, you know, break your way that may give you that hope that you need to keep pushing forward. So
that was a good Sunday sermon.
Yeah, just
you know, that was right in the vein of that Rocky thing, right?
Well,
of, you know, that's how winning
is
going to
knock you down, man.
You got to keep getting up.
You got to keep getting
up. Keep pushing forward, because that's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. It's the only way winning is done.
No, that's exactly it. So we find our normal. We find our wins each and every day, and football moving on here in Los Angeles. A lot of heavy hearts after what happened to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But our business is the National Football League, so we're going to start getting into it. First, we go into the review of Thursday's, and it can be brief, but Carson Wentz.
Look, it can be brief.
He's a one-man wrecking crew. Right,
for everything. In the worst way.
Right, but he's awful for great stretches of the game.
Right.
In this Thursday night affair against the
then
Giants.
Then he starts moving the rubble and the debris out of the way to rescue people.
And then all of a sudden,
from the mess that
happen,
he created.
Like the throw that he made to Boston Scott for the game winner.
Yeah.
There aren't many quarterbacks that can make that throw. Right?
Yeah.
And especially when they call him Little Boston Scott. I got to think he's got a bone to pick with some of the commentators out there. Mm. But Wentz, 359, 2-1. Boston Scott's in for Miles Sanders, has himself a day with that touchdown reception. On the other side, Daniel Jones will be remembered for the long
fall
run.
Little trip.
It'll be the fall.
Little
the trip
trippity
up,
trip.
The turf monster.
Yeah.
Whatever you call it. 187, 2-1.
His
for
hamstrings
him.
were challenged.
92 yards on the ground, but obviously the 80-yard run, which has now been used for horror movies and everything else. A little sniper video that went up immediately. There's
amazing.
A lot of fun with it.
Yes.
But a narrow win for the Eagles. The Giants were getting 3 to 5 points wherever you were.
It's amazing
so
how
them,
they learned.
Got it.
They've learned how to lose. Jeez,
they play hard, though.
They had the game.
Right?
I mean, they had a handle on the game, like very nice lead on the game.
Yeah, up 21-10 and gave it away down the stretch, final 5 minutes here. Philadelphia now back to first place. Look, Deshaun
Jackson.
How
many wins? Two wins?
Yeah, well, 2-4-1, baby.
Jeez.
Just you take advantage of what's on there.
There's going to be a team from the NFC East that hosts a home game and may not even have more than 8 wins.
Oh, I think it's almost assured they don't have more than 8 wins.
Jeez.
Unless something crazy happens here. Look, they could be buyers.
All right, what's the low?
6.
That's the lowest, you think?
I think you can get to... What, 6-9-1 and still win the division?
Mathematically speaking, they I mean, what? How many they have to go through the NFC East how many more times? Because they may not win. I think they have two wins collectively as a group outside of the NFC East.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's cannibalism. So they're getting their wins.
So
all right, so
four
week
more
eight,
games,
they've got Dallas.
They have to win at least four more games. Somebody's got to win at least four more
so
games.
So here they still have four division games. So you still have Dallas and the Giants again. So you get the Giants in week 10 after their bye. And then they finish the season at Dallas and with Washington.
But here's the thing, right? Those four wins is for everybody in the East. So in theory – in theory, those four games, if you're the Giants and you win out the rest of your four games, then you would be at four wins and could possibly win the NFC East.
Madness could ensue.
Right?
Because here's the rest of their schedule. At Cleveland versus Seattle, at Green Bay, New Orleans, at Arizona. If you think about those teams, I mean, Arizona.
Who is that?
That's the Eagles schedule. So potentially, your only other wins are against divisional opponents. How about that?
But what if they were to lose to those divisional opponents?
Well, we'd have to go through all our schedule.
Then it would be
It's crazy.
Right,
it's them in Dallas.
But
unless suddenly the Giants,
I'm saying mathematically, what's the lowest win total that somebody could have winning the NFC East?
No, it's, I mean, I think we're looking at six. Would get you in.
But
I'm sure you could go lower.
All the teams have gone through the NFC East opponents already, correct?
I believe so. I'd have to go back to
So them. If they play each other again and say the Giants won the rest of their divisional games, then that would be three games. If they won three games in theory and didn't win any other games, and the Eagles – I guess the Eagles would still mathematically, I don't know. It's too much math.
No, there's a lot.
Early.
It's a lot of math. And
I'm just wondering.
It's a lot of schedule.
Could you
watching.
Have four wins and win the NFC
How great
East?
Would that be?
That would be embarrassing.
Well,
it'd be embarrassing for the sport.
But it's an outlier.
Like, are you like, if
this
I
is
were
the
team.
This is the everything. Look, it would be so 2020.
If I
like,
were,
it just fits
it would
in
be
with
so
this
2020.
Year.
You're right about that. If we had a home, if we had to go on the road to play.
Here he is, the 10-6 team from another division.
And this team has four wins. And they're hosting us. We had to get on a plane, put our dress clothes on, and travel, go stay in a hotel to come play you in your stadium, and you have four wins.
Yeah, but you know what the old rule of thumb is, though? You still got to go play it on the field.
You do still got to go
right?
play.
Right, because you go play that playoff game.
Imagine
who's to say
you lose that game.
That's what
Imagine
I mean.
They won the Super Bowl.
Well, now you're just talking crazy.
The but Steelers
hey,
did it.
But you just got
to
get in.
But right? And the Steelers had to do it on the road.
Right. Steelers, the Giants. I mean, we've had a few teams.
That poor score, that poor poor record led to you having a divisional crown, right?
Yeah.
And hosting a home game.
That's it.
And maybe two.
You never can tell. The National Football League 2020, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. Get yourself a free rate quote. He's LeVar Arrington, at LeVar Arrington on Twitter, at King of the Mammals on Instagram. You see him on FS1, speak for yourself. And, of course, warriorwoke.com in terms of your mental acuity, matching the mental with the physical to bring yourself to the best shape you can be in. And of course, I'm over at Swollen Dome. We'll get your fantasy questions in on Twitter as the show goes on. Coming up next, we start getting into the games, and we got a doozy right off the jump. Steelers, Titans, Battle of the Unbeatens. That's next on Fox.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Great discussion off air as we talk about the National Football League and the draft. While we love it as a spectacle, is it right? Is it right to have it?
You're telling somebody who you do not have a contract with, this is where you're going to work.
Seems dubious at best now, doesn't it?
If you're going to work.
Is that the next fight that the players bring up?
If you are going to work in this league, and if you're going to work in this company, this is the team you're going to work with. Chase close.
And while I don't like it here, I like it in the Fox Sports Radio studios because it brings you to me here on Sunday mornings. Well, LeVar Arrington, the All-American.
What up?
And you got me. I'm Mike Harmon. Thanks
Happy
for hanging out with us here.
Happy Football Sunday to you, bitches.
That is right. It is Fox Football Sunday, and we are getting after it, as you can tell. LeVar a bit fired up. Why? Because we're talking about two undefeated. It's getting after it. Our first game of the day.
Let's do it.
Wear them out. Let's go all day.
Steelers at Titans.
Steelers, by now, you all know that they haven't run this deep into a season undefeated since 1979. Okay, we've heard that a million times. The Tennessee Titans led by Derrick Henry. I saw that he's got an endorsement for the bath salt stuff.
Why not?
On the good side, right? To get that soreness out of your muscles. Mm. Ryan Tannehill, great.
King Henry.
Efforts. Derrick Henry's just been ridiculous to this point. To think that he was saddled beyond, was it Deion Lewis for a while there?
This is like old school AFC.
No, but that's that. This is a
old school AFC Tennessee.
Black
old
and blue
AFC
kind of thing, right?
Steelers. Like, this is an exciting game to watch today.
Devin Bush out for the year. You got Mike Hilton, cornerback with the shoulder. He's out. Derek Watt, one of the famous Watt brothers.
On the other team.
But then for Tennessee, injuries, not at all. You're talking about a $350,000 fine for the COVID protocols, otherwise healthy and ready to go. This is one of the more interesting games and exciting games on the schedule. 51 is your over-under. Tennessee, a narrow one-point favorite. Chase Claypool, obviously the breakout star for Pittsburgh.
Yes.
So you've even got
emerging, muted
numbers. And the question becomes, Can Big Ben keep everybody fed and happy, right? Juju Smith-Schuster right now can say all the right things, but is it festering that he's become an afterthought since week one?
Well, it's going to
become a problem.
It's going to help him, and I think somebody like Juju Smith is mature enough at this point to understand that it's not about being upset if you don't get the ball. It's about having other guys that can perform like that. Like what Claypool is doing for you to have opportunities present themselves when it really matters, right? Or find the balance, as you mentioned. I mean, you can have more than one receiver that is getting fed the ball. But for me, I think the biggest thing that has to take place in this game is for the Steelers to be able to stop the running attack of the Tennessee Titans that has been on fire.
Through the first 5 weeks of the season, Steelers just giving up 68 yards per game on the ground. There is your strength. There is your opportunity. I think
but
more
Bush
of that front
out.
Seven going to get some more love.
When you lose that type of athleticism on the inside of your defense, Pittsburgh's defense is really, really the catalyst of their defenses are their linebackers. And the unsung heroes are the zero and three techniques, right? And then the back end, they do what they do and contribute. But to lose Devin Bush, that's like almost the equivalent of when they lost Shazier after that game against, what was it, Cincinnati all those years ago. So that's a tremendous loss. It'll be interesting to see if they can plug and play moving forward.
That said, it's time to make a prediction for the fight.
Yeah,
I'll still take
going.
Bud Dupree and company.
Yeah,
to get
I'm with you on that one. I'm going to take the Steelers on this one.
Take the Steelers on the road, and I'm sure all our fans in Tennessee are ready to jump up and down. Bring it on at Swollen Dome, at LeVar Arrington. Bring the pain. Next! Wear them out. Let's go all day!
Panthers at Saints.
All right, we saw the Panthers get absolutely pushed around by the Bears, yet it as it is with all Bears games, comes down to the final seconds before that cleans up. Curtis Samuel, questionable. Eli Apple, Miller, Jackson, those are all secondary guys, and your right guard with a hammy. For the Saints, Michael Thomas out once again, and Emmanuel Sanders in COVID protocol, so losing two of your playmakers. You thought Michael Thomas was going to come back, but no, his suspension's over, but the injuries remain. Can you plug and play Taysom Hill more full-time instead of the experiments that they've done? Traquan Smith has to step up. You still got Jared Cook and Alvin Kamara as playmakers. So while the spread went from 13.5 when this opened at the beginning of the season. It's at 7.5 today. New Orleans still 7.5. The over-under at 50.
Yeah, I still have a tremendous belief in the New Orleans Saints defense. And although they haven't been lights out this season, I still think that they show glimpses of what they could be in terms of a competitive, try to make a run in the playoffs type of unit.
Yeah,
excuse
Salud.
Me. But with that being said, I believe that Matt Rhule has really created a culture in Carolina where these guys believe they can win. I know they had a little setback against the Bears, but they're showing this amazing tenacity to compete and fight during the course of games. So I'm going to go with the Saints.
There you go. Saints.
Tricked you.
Nicely done. No, I'm going to take them to win, but I'll take Carolina with that hook. I think they're good enough to keep it at the 7.5, especially with those playmakers both missing for New Orleans. I mean, favorite targets that go away. And now Drew Brees has been good historically spreading the ball around. Just if you're keying on Alvin Kamara and you can slow him down at all, as Carolina's front seven, they're not world-beating, but they can shut down the run. They've been effective at doing that, that maybe they mute Kamara's impact on this game.
I would not be surprised if Carolina wins this one, though.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah, I would not be. This is one of those trap games that I would not be surprised if they're able to get the Saints.
There you go. 6:28 and
I knew you wanted to hear it. You shot it to my text message.
Well, it's all about
what's
traps.
Good for the goose is good for the gander, right? How
trap
about
games,
my team
trap
got trapped.
Catches. Yeah, you got caught in a trap.
Yeah.
But your leg, oh, it's caught in a bear trap.
Yeah.
Running from Your Life from Shia LaBeouf. Check it out. One of the great musical numbers of the last 5 years. Coming up next, a game I think that's a little more interesting than the participants would have you believe on paper. He's LeVar Arrington. I'm Mike Harmon. This is Fox Football Sunday. We'll get into that game next. But first, we got our buddy Isaac Lowenkron. He's got the news of the morning.
Michael and LeVar, indeed. A lot of NFL news already this morning. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Tennessee Titans have been fined $350,000 for their recent COVID-19. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I got 68 cents in my pocket. And
nicely done.
To that.
I got a donut you can have for 68 cents.
Let me tell you something. I take the donuts.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
Money comes and goes, but the satisfaction of a good donut will last a long, long time.
That
we also have new details just reported moments ago by Adam Schefter. He has the Antonio Brown contract details. His one-year deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers has a maximum value of $2.5 million. It includes a $750,000 bonus for a Super Bowl win, and three $250,000 bonuses. He could help out the Titans there. One bonus is for receptions, another is for yards, and another is for touchdowns. The remaining $1 million is in base salary and roster bonuses. Nice work if you can get it, I suppose.
No kidding.
Huh.
Last night, and by the way, LeVar, what were bonuses like when you were playing? Not to make it seem...
I don't remember.
Not to make you seem old like you were a contemporary of Red Grange.
Well,
but,
look, I just made it old. I don't remember.
I mean,
but were high.
All right.
They were high back then. I mean, we made modern-day money when I was playing.
But I mean, in terms of performance incentives, was it as much as Antonio Brown?
Or he just got a smile on his
face. Did you get $15,000 for, like, picking your nose back then?
Well... Those conversations will remain confidential.
Ah, all right. Very, very wise. I get it. Game 4 of the World Series last night saw the Dodgers lead the Tampa Bay Rays 7-6. Two outs, bottom of the ninth inning. Rays at first and second. Kenley Jansen on the mound. And Tampa Bay's Brett Phillips at the plate. Joe Buck, take it away on Fox.
That is into center field. Here comes Kiermaier. Phillips is tied the game. A Rose Arena coming.
Eight to seven, the series is tied at two. By the way, Arozarena hit a home run earlier in the game in the fourth inning, setting a major league record with his ninth home run of the postseason. Game 5 coming up tonight at 8:08 Eastern. Michael and LeVar. And by the way, this talk about bonuses. I wish those sorts of performance bonuses should extend
to radio.
To the world of sports broadcasting, for example.
They do. You just got to figure out how to get to them.
That's
a good point.
Just figured I'd tell you that.
Like LeVar and I are working on that.
We'll talk offline.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Bonuses are always confidential conversation. The fact that you're bringing it up on air. Well, the fact that they are. Those are just the ones that people are allowing you to know about.
Well,
I'm going to put you up on game, Ilo.
I appreciate that. I'm just saying I should get a little something extra every time I pronounce a Rosarena correctly.
I'm with you, but you put it out there, so therefore it's already done and it's not going to happen. I got to teach you the approach.
I'll be in there during the next timeout.
No worries, man.
We look forward to the conversation, Ilo.
I'm going to get you to the bonus money.
To the bonus round. Nicely done.
Hey, look, Ilo got quiet. Like, is he being serious?
He's gathering up his papers. You can hear it. I got my notebook and I'm ready to go. At Isaac Bohatron is on Twitter.
The sound of the breeze as I sprint into your studio.
Let me get that money, Vaughn.
I'll tell you what, you might have broken 21 miles an hour just like Daniel Jones allegedly did the other day.
Just don't stumble at the 20-yard line, baby.
That's funny. That's all. You will see if you make it to the studio or whether Chris Perfett trips you up like the turf did. Daniel Jones. See you in a minute, Ilo. All right, let's get back into the games because this next one is kind of interesting.
Next game. Come on.
Wear them out. Let's go all day.
Bills and Jets.
Now, hear me out.
Okay.
Bills, a 10-point favorite. Back when these lines were originally released, it was a 2.5-point game.
Now, hear me out. That's when you know you got to justify something.
No.
Like, my one sister is really, 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 really good looking. But hear me out.
The other one has a good
personality. My other one, she's very caring.
It all counts just the same. All right. Bills, Jets, tons of injuries. I just want to give some notice here to Tyler Croft and his wife. They made at least a little levity out of things. Dawson Knox and the other guys in the tight end room, COVID exposure potential, so they're out. But Tyler Croft wasn't there because his wife was having a baby.
Oh, there
so
you
she
go.
Said, we did our part.
There you go.
And tried to make light out of it. I'm sure some people in Buffalo are mad about that.
Yeah.
But you know what? As we've said all along, find your wins, find some levity, and keep going. Obviously, we hope those guys, if they do have it, they push through. We've had great success.
Yeah.
Players, coaches, those getting their medical treatment, going through the protocols of getting back on the field.
Health and safety to you guys.
Exactly.
I've got the Bills. And whatever the cover is, they'll cover the spread.
Let me tell you this. No matter how big Vegas makes that line for the Jets, they are 0-6 against the spread this year.
Really?
They're not just losses. Like we're talking double digits.
Jeez.
They're still the level of futility.
It's going to happen again today, Mike.
Denzel Mims finally going to play the rookie wideout. Jamison Crowder out for the Jets. He was one of your bright spots if you were looking. Because sometimes, look, fantasy doesn't know an insignia on the helmet. They just know opportunity. Crowder had been solid for you. He's gone today. Sam Darnold gets the
I really clearance. Yawned.
That, I know.
Like, I had a real yawn just take place on talking about this game.
All right, I celebrate all 256 of them, okay?
And with all of that being said, your choice of team
I just wrote Bills.
Okay.
All right, next.
The Bills. All right, Bills Mafia, baby.
Moving on.
Wear them out. Let's go all day.
Packers and Texans.
Now, how about this for creativity? We got ourselves
Texans
Aaron
on a winning streak.
Looking solid. Deshaun Watson playing looser. The team playing looser since the evaporation of Bill O'Brien. Trader Bill no longer there. I was really excited to see what he was going to try to pull at the trade deadline, though. So I am a little salty about that.
I'm glad that he didn't further damage that team.
There you go. For the Packers, Bakhtiari out, the tackle with a chest injury. Tyler Irvin is out. Aaron Jones, a game-time decision, but leaning towards no, which means you'll finally see A.J. Dillon in a more expanded role alongside Jamal Williams. Becomes a difficult fantasy proposition, probably flex-worthy for both guys. Maybe a little upgrade on Williams since he has played for you with some regularity. And our guy from a couple of weeks ago, as Vince pointed out, it is Tonyan. He's questionable with an ankle injury.
That rhymes with Funyan.
That's right. So everybody went
out. Don't twist it up.
Get yourself a bag of Funyuns as we go. Jordan Akins, ankle concussion. He's got myriad injuries. He's questionable. Darren Fells remains a fantasy play for you here. Green Bay, a 3-point favorite on the road at Houston. 57, you're over under. Now, Green Bay, after getting out to a 10-point lead last week against Tampa Bay, the wheels quite literally fell off.
Which makes this a super intriguing matchup.
And both you and I were on the Bucs to win that game. I thought they'd win it handily, so I felt pretty good watching that really implode, because the question had become if everybody
could,
was going to
Tom Brady maintain, right?
Well, yeah,
where
on the other side,
come off.
Right, but on the other side with the Packers, if everybody was going to say, hey, the Steelers are nothing but bum slayers,
yeah,
Packers had beaten a couple of also-rans as well.
Sure.
So hadn't really, their pedigree was to be challenged as well, and Tampa still ticked off after that loss to the Bears came out and they curb stomped
Tampa
them.
Bay's defense showed up.
Yeah, we'll talk about them because they're
yeah.
That's fun, but as well as the Antonio Brown
again,
angle to it all.
The point here is that you have this intriguing matchup of a team that is bouncing back and really showing some tremendous resiliency in losing their head coach, and then Romeo Crennel getting them in there and they're winning some grinded out type of games, two in a row. And then you have another team that has been considered the hottest team in the National Football League, and they get knocked off of their high pedestal by a team that you would say questionably, are they just a bunch of hype? So It's intriguing because Aaron Rodgers is playing with a tremendous chip on his shoulder because of the obvious people not giving him the props that he deserves, this Green Bay team not getting the props that they deserve, but yet and still they are achieving at a high level coming off of a loss. And then the other way around, you're looking at Deshaun Watson, gets his new contract, has been largely ineffective all season long until now. This is a big game for Deshaun Watson's reputation. This is a big game for the Houston Texans. But unfortunately, in my humble estimation, looking at it, I believe that the Green Bay Packers get back on track and win this game.
Are they covering the three?
Yes, they will cover the three.
All right, this is one of my upsets of the week. I'm taking Houston. Take Fuller. I'll take Fells. I'll take Brandon Cooks and David Johnson to get it done.
Looking, starting to sound good.
I think they're going to be curious.
It wasn't sounding good last week.
No.
But it's starting to sound
starting
good.
Starting to sound. Romeo Crennel's got them playing football, right? And when you've got a coach who knows he's not the long-term answer, I think there's a looseness in that.
But always believes they can be the long-term answer.
No, sure. But I think
he's got their belief and their buy-in, and that's all that really matters.
That's all that matters
right now
is they've gotten out of the Bill O'Brien, the whatever that was, the fog, for lack of a better term.
The fog.
Plenty of games coming up for you here on Fox Football Sunday, including a battle for Ohio. Yes. Cleveland and Cincinnati. Seems like they play every other week. But here we are once again.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Come on.
Here we
Come
go.
On.
Now we're going in the way back
Come
machine.
On, Chris. Yeah.
Welcome back in, everybody.
Chris is
it's
jamming to
Fox
that one.
Football Sunday.
Back and forth to side to side. Come on.
Getting that dance going on.
Oh, yeah. That's
we got
like
you
real
going.
70s feel right there.
Yeah, welcome. The club continues
on
a Sunday morning. Mike Harmon alongside LeVar Arrington.
This
We're having a blast.
This disco music right here.
Get those synthesizers really working now.
This that Scarface music right here with Michelle Pfeiffer with the
hey
big old
now.
Collars and tigers in the backyard, right?
We all need some tigers.
Okay. Bell bottoms, and platform shoes. Bam.
You're so fired up. Now.
I was that one made me feel.
You were
good. I appreciate
it.
That, Chris.
You smiling.
You
from
got
ear
me
to ear.
Going right there on that one.
Nicely done.
Yeah,
we'll hear from
good.
Chris Perfett in a second.
Yeah, we got
Detroit
game.
Yeah, we got the Detroit game coming up here in a minute. But first, it's the Battle of Ohio.
Oh my God!
Wear them out. Let's go all day.
Browns and Bengals.
Oh my God!
Cleveland -3.
This is an intriguing matchup
at Cincinnati. Joe Mixon is out.
Cleveland.
Another Austin
one.
Hooper.
I was
is
attacked
out.
By a Cleveland Brown fan this past week.
You were.
Yeah, I won't say attacked. That's too strong.
That's a big.
I had a Cleveland Brown fan slide to my DM and call me all kinds of out of my name and told me to show up in the dog pound and he'll show me what it's all about with the dog pound. I said, well, that's funny because y'all don't do it on the field.
That's funny. All right. I'm ready. I'll be your manager like I'm leading you to ringside the WWE shoot interviews and all.
I thumb wrestled him to sleep.
51 is your over-under in this one. Joe Burrow and company. T. Higgins, a guy starting to make a name for himself. He's one of my fantasy plays of the week because the Cleveland defense, strong front seven.
Yeah.
Secondary still banged up. You got Denzel Ward, who's banged up a little bit himself.
Yep.
But they haven't been healthy.
Cleveland
cannot
lose this one. If Cleveland loses this one, Baker Mayfield needs to put a for sale sign up on his crib, pack up his stuff, get your wife, go back to wherever it is that, you know, your off-season residence is or your original location. Just be done with it, because you will be measured and judged off of if Joe Burrow, which is obviously a number one pick, to your number one pick beats you. And with all the questions surrounding you as a number one overall pick, are you the solution as the number one pick for the Cleveland Browns? If Joe Burrow gets this win, let the games begin on what people are going to say about Baker. So they have to win this game.
Bengals giving up 5 fewer points per game than the hapless Cleveland D. Cleveland giving up over 31 points per game.
This
was my other upset pick of the day. Bam, let's go, Joe Burrow. As it burns in Cleveland, my buddy Kenny Rhoda is going to have himself a big week.
I wish we could have a special show just to talk about that game if Joe Burrow gets the win in this game.
I'll be calling you. We'll be doing a FaceTime video tonight.
If he outplays Baker Mayfield today, it's curtains for Baker.
So you're
Mayfield.
Taking Cleveland to win this game?
They have no choice.
All right. Well, they may not have a choice, but I think that choice is foisted upon them by good work by the
have
Joe
you seen
Burrow
the
and this
color
offense.
Of their uniforms? They have no choice but to win this game.
Yeah. I think they lose. So expect a call from me later for us to hash this out when it goes sideways. Next!
Wear them out. Let's go all day.
Lions at Falcons.
Here
Lions
we go.
And the Falcons.
This is not
one
an
of my favorites.
Matchup.
Actually,
this is one of your favorites.
It is. It
for
is
you.
For a couple of reasons. One, the over/under is 55. Mm. So the expectation: let them all play. Let them all score. Let's
Chris,
get them on.
Sorry.
Get them over. Get them in.
I'm sorry about this one, Mike. I'm sorry, but
Atlanta giving up 1.5.
I don't care nothing about this game. I think they
you
both.
You still got to pick a winner.
They both on the low end for me. Yeah, I'm going to take the Detroit Lions in
there
this
you
game,
go.
But it's like a who cares game to me.
Okay, Chris, you want to tell them why you should care?
So, I mean, Lions beat up on the. Look,
so,
there's better things on the slate. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
But,
that reaction is everything.
Let me,
right
let me tell you here. Last time the Lions went back-to-back, September 2019. However, they beat up on the Jaguars. But this was the part of the schedule where it's supposed to be easier for the Lions.
Okay.
If you want to get right, this game will get them back to 500 if they can win it. You know,
doctor's prescription.
Falcons, they've been trending in weird ways here. They got their interim head coach. They could use a little bit of pride. So these are two teams who... I mean, I think the book's already written for the Falcons, but maybe the Lions can start to get right. I don't with the gap in the NFC North, I don't know, but hey, you know, you start somewhere and it's still plenty of football to be played. That's
give me
that's
Detroit.
The best I can
you
say.
Got DeAndre Swift, they finally found their running back.
Over 100 yards last week against the Jaguars.
Ran well, and look, I like Adrian Peterson, the runner. Guy still has a little left in the tank, but
got a little bit of toothpaste still left, huh?
Yeah, there's still a little bit to squeeze out there, but Swift is a playmaker. You've got the big Galladay's finally healthy. Hockenson quietly having himself a nice season. I think Matthew Stafford and company take care of this defense. Although for Atlanta, you finally saw a reemergence of Julio Jones, who had been quiet, he'd been injured, and it had looked like his day had passed and Calvin Ridley had become the guy. They can get those. Both of those guys started with Hurst, then you've got some intrigue and excitement. But that said, I don't think the defense holds up.
Huh. I'm taking...
You're just taking the Lions.
I'm taking the Lions, but Raheem's got those boys believing in Atlanta, so
just like
don't
in Houston,
be surprised.
Right.
Don't be surprised if they bounce and do what they need to do as well.
Would not be shocked.
I would not be shocked.
No, I mean, and that's
but
why it's a 1.5.
But both these teams stank anyway, so it doesn't matter if somebody comes out smelling a little bit better than the other one.
It's just all about being good enough to screw things up is really where we're at with Detroit.
Yeah.
Right? Here, because look, it's still October.
It is still
we
October.
Haven't flipped the count. Once we get to November and December, normally it becomes the fade the Lions.
That's
yes,
very true. Makes sense.
Because I have to be subjected to them on Thanksgiving Day again, don't I? They play the Bears again?
The Bears.
No, the Texans.
They got the Texans this year. Okay.
All right, Texans so might be in a good spot by then.
We'll see.
We shall.
Well, a lot of it's going to depend on can the Steelers, as we talked about earlier in this hour, can they take care of business on the road in Tennessee? If
they
do,
they can.
Then all of a sudden, DeAndre, or I should say Deshaun Watson and company, far more intriguing. We've got LeVar Arrington. I'm Mike Harmon. It's Fox Football Sunday. Coming up next, Big D and AB.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Time has come, hour two. I was going to go all rock. Now is the time for the rock, or for us to return here on Fox Sports Radio. Welcome in. It
Hi.
Is Fox Football Sunday. LeVar, lean back. Come on. Lean
Hi.
Back. Week 7 of your National Football League. Look, we talked a little bit of college football last hour. The good, the bad, the ugly, the celebratory return of the Big Ten Conference. Obviously, the man to my left.
We must have live kids video, watching your right? live.
He just like leaned
like
out.
Like I'm trying to get a baby to want to come to me and let me hold him.
Well, that's.
Or her.
We'll find that later on.
I love holding babies.
Who doesn't? Especially
some people don't.
Football.
Some people really don't like
no,
holding babies.
Well, maybe, with my big head, though, like the babies love me.
Oh, see,
like little people
it's,
love me.
It's one way or the other with me. They either really, they're okay with it. Like I'm curious, this big black something is coming towards me and wants to, like, what? Those are hands coming towards me or mitts? What are they? I don't know.
As opposed to my panda hands.
But right? I'm gonna let him
put it on the video
me,
feed. Show people on the video feed the difference in hands. That's just wrong.
Hey, anyway. I'm gonna let him hold me or not. Right? But then you had the other
one. But I mean, with those hands, you ain't dropping anything.
Hey, Mike, the other ones, though, when I get near them and I'm like, oh, hey, they're like, no!
That was good. That was good. It means you've been getting your cardio in. Means yeah. you've been expanding your chest.
It breaks my heart every time a baby reacts to me that way.
No, I get it. Psychologically, it is quite damning.
I just sit
especially
there, I
when you're
like,
raising several of your own.
I feel like a big ugly.
It seems that it's worked
well. They've all.
Well,
loved
you don't
me.
Want that rejection though.
They've all loved me. They don't know anything different, right?
That's
it's
true.
Like they've always worked out. They don't know what it's like not to have ankle weights on and a weight vest and all that stuff. They got it. They understand it. One day I'm gonna take it off of them. They're gonna be like, oh my gosh, this is a whole new world. But them other babies out there, it's either go or no,
Go or
no. And if they love me, they love me. Like, they'll sit with me.
Yeah.
I remember one time I held a baby, Mike, and she cried when I gave her back to her mom.
And that was one of the cool, going
that
on.
That was a cool moment, man. We had a little bonding experience.
I'm sure it wasn't that cool for the mom.
Well, I mean, maybe it was. Maybe she was like, maybe you want to take over the daddy duties,
Hey, now.
Well, I said I'm married,
whoa,
but I'm flattered.
That's next level here on a Sunday morning.
Oh, my gosh.
That escalated
such
quickly.
A good-looking baby and actually a very fine-looking mom. But I'm married.
And you're a powerful and attractive man, as Gene Simmons would say.
Well, that baby thought so, and that was all that mattered.
That's all that mattered.
And I guess the mom did, too. I guess that mattered, too.
All right, we're going to leave that alone as we come to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Yeah.
15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car
insurance.
Go to geico.com. Yeah.
Get yourself
a free rate quote. Yeah, should have got that Geico for your money.
Yeah.
Money. Hey, Antonio Brown, that is the story of the week. I mean, and that trumped the early week story of Miami benching Ryan Fitzpatrick. We'll get to that in a little bit. But for Tampa Bay, they bring in Antonio Brown. Isaac Lowenkron on the updates at Isaac Lowenkron. You've heard the particulars, a bunch of incentives.
Incentive.
Yeah,
that's
he's still the incentivizer.
Yeah, the incentivizer.
We'll put him in.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, no, I
that
like
that.
That
was a great pool right there.
Yeah, we'll make sure to put
that. That is definitely a shirt, the incentivizer.
I dig that.
That can be used
I've been working
so
on my graphic
ways.
Arts,
oh, that one
so
can be used
we just need
in
to
so
figure out
ways.
The proper design and font. But with Antonio Brown coming in, it breaks in. As the week went on, it was Seattle, rumors of Baltimore, and then Bruce Arians had categorically ruled this out long ago. Look, he's out in public just saying, hey, this isn't a fit.
Well, Jay Glazer said he really meant it.
Yeah, and Jay said it with us, Jason and I, a couple of times,
that's
and
poker.
It's all poker
that's
game.
That's poker face to me, man. I think they knew this was going to happen all along.
Well, because, I mean, Brady obviously loved him.
I said it way back.
I know you did.
TJ definitely called money on it. And here's the thing, right? It's like, why sit there and say you won him when he's going to be suspended and you know he's going to be suspended? So then now I say we want him, and it's like, oh, well, heck, they want him.
No, but then teams
it's
start
okay
playing
for us
defense.
To want him.
Right, right. It validates it, but it also
they
makes it a bigger poker game.
They made it okay to
game,
say
right?
It's okay to want him. Yeah. Right? So, in the end, you wait until the last moment. Oh, we're going to wait, and now we have a few injuries on our receiving end, and Chris is a little banged up, and Mike is a little banged up, so why not bring him? Man, y'all was going to bring him in because that dude makes you the best receiving core in the National Football League the minute you sign him. You're going to have Tom Brady. Tom is going to manage the situation as a player in the locker room. And Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich are going to manage that joint. Keep in mind, I do believe that B. Left and Antonio were in Pittsburgh together. I do believe that. We
could
do the history
lesson
on that one. You
could do the back math on
but,
it, absolutely.
But those two were
when
in Pittsburgh
Byron was
together.
Still active, absolutely.
So to me, you had all of the makings for this to be a match made in heaven. I know people have said that, you know, he had a difficult time interaction with AB when he was in Pittsburgh, speaking of Arians. But here is the truth of the matter. AB needed this. Tampa Bay needed this.
Well, and I think with
so
AB,
it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, and I think with AB, that something that's been lost in a lot of the analysis is that, look, do people change categorically? We can have the psychological debates, right? You can go into plenty of books and dissertations written about it. But we do know this. You got a guy on his last legs as an NFL player. This is it. Right? If he doesn't, if he burns this bridge when Tom Brady sticks his neck out for him again, right? Because he got let go by the Patriots for stuff that came to light
right
after he was there.
Right.
Right.
Well, you're not going to have him, so why keep him?
So if he's not going to be available, it's done. Move on. So here, you've got a guy in the recognition that this is the last stop. It's the best stop. You've got the quarterback, you've got the other receivers if they're healthy. And that's going to be a big question because both have injuries that are the type that kind of linger around.
Sounds
when
like
when we talk about Evans and Godwin,
it sounds like a trilogy to the Expendables.
I like it.
They should be the Tampa Bay Expendables.
All right, we'll work on that too. Glazer knows Stallone, and well, we know
Tom
Glazer,
Brady's
so maybe
Expendables.
We can pull that off. Yeah, adding one guy after the next,
right?
Certainly. And look, what Brady
all of
wants,
the all of
gets.
The old hero action heroes, first ballot Hall of Famers. Let's just all go to Tampa Bay and
who
get us a
left?
Super Bowl.
Randy Moss got anything left there?
I mean, if he does,
how about
go
T.O.?
Get him. If he does, go get him.
Just keep adding.
I'm surprised they didn't bring Alden Smith there, which he's not old, but he was out of the game for
out
a really
game,
long time.
Out of the game. He's in Dallas. And look, on that Dallas defense,
he's not doing bad.
He's the only guy that you can talk
he's
about.
Not doing bad.
He's been balling out. Yeah. But we'll get to the Dallas-Washington game in a moment. First, let's talk the particulars of this Buccaneers game.
Wear him out. Let's go all day.
Buccaneers at Raiders.
All right, at last count, the Raiders offensive line is going to get to go. You didn't get practice time this week, but COVID-19 tests coming back negative, going to be cleared. So that hurdle and crisis averted. Should this game have been postponed? Well, that's the argument going forward, but with bye weeks and everything else juggling, NFL still reticent to add weeks to the back end of the season. Here we are. You've got Tampa, a 5-point favorite on the road, 52s, you're over, under. Las Vegas, they found their deep threat. We've been waiting for Derek Carr to throw the ball long for years, and now Henry Ruggs is that guy.
Oh, my
here's the
gosh.
Problem.
He's a grown man out there.
But here's the problem is he runs into a defense that'll not let him run like a kid through flour.
That defense is a buzz saw right now. My, they were impressive this past weekend. I cannot pick against Tampa Bay the way their defense showed out against Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay.
They're giving up just 20 points per game
That
right
was
now.
Not a fluke, people. If you were paying attention, you should have been. If you weren't, you need to start. That Tampa Bay defense led by Levante is
– Levante is, David
they
is
are
a beast.
As real as advertised. So I can't go against Tampa Bay right now the way that defense performed last week.
Yeah, I think this is one where Las Vegas gets punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And I think it hits them hard.
Yeah.
Bolstered by the, hey, this guy's eventually going to join our squad. Defense is flying around. And look, they got humiliated in that game against the Bears.
Yeah.
That's a game they should have won. Handily, the way they played.
It was close.
Early.
It was close.
Right?
But and they let it get away.
But they let it get away, and then Tom got embarrassed with the four count and everything else.
It's just one of those things where you start to live more and you start to learn more as to what it's going to take being there. And now you're getting a Tom Brady who is getting some impactful victories like that one against Green Bay. That's going to build that camaraderie. It's going to build that confidence. That's dangerous. But the way that defense is playing, Tom doesn't have to be a world beater. He's used to playing on teams with very strong, dominant defenses. There's no different here.
Well, I think the other part to it is just you've now got more time together.
Yeah.
Right? So naturally, we're going to start seeing things come together, much like we were talking about the Big Ten Conference a little bit earlier. Next!
Wear them out! Let's go all day!
Chiefs and Broncos.
When last we saw the Broncos, Brandon McManus was kicking field goal after field goal after field goal, six in all, to lead the Broncos to a win over the Patriots. A lot said about that two-point conversion early on. I say you were going to need it.
Not a lot
scoring
needed for
two
this
touchdowns.
Conversation.
No,
there's not a lot needed for this conversation.
I'm a hype man.
Go ahead,
I'm trying to hype it.
Go ahead, keep hyping it.
Kansas City, 7-point favorites on the road.
Go ahead, keep hyping it. Go ahead, keep hyping it.
44, you're over under. All right, Kansas City wins. Did they cover?
Kansas City, for obvious reasons, and whatever the spread is, yes, they're going to cover
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think that too. Tim Patrick remains your sleeper wide receiver.
Yeah, but what about when they got hit in the mouth by the Raiders?
That's why they come back and they punch these guys in the mouth.
Yeah, don't trip.
Drew Locke.
Pat Mahomes got you open.
Company, you know, trying to get back and rolling, but
that
you know, a lot of
happen.
Questions about him.
Ain't nobody cares, my man Prime would say.
There you go.
Ain't nobody care about
that. All right, last one, because we can do this one fast.
Come
ready?
On.
Wear them out. Let's go all day.
Cowboys at Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Double up.
Well, the crazy
Washington,
thing about
one point favorite at home, 45 year over under.
I really don't know who's going to win this game.
Can I just say, I want to give you proper credit because last Sunday morning when we broke down the Cowboys in Arizona, you flat out just said, I don't know what Ezekiel Elliott is. I don't think he's the same guy anymore.
Yeah, he's
and
not.
And then he went out and he couldn't hang on to the ball. And I heard on the broadcast, and you tell me if I have the right outrage level here on a scale from 1 to 10. I was about a 9 when I heard it.
Okay.
He's trying too hard. His job's to hold on to the damn ball.
First.
Forget about the I need to fight for yards after contact, whatever. Yeah, that's a bonus time. Your job is to hold on to the ball. The number one predictor of wins and losses in the National Football League is what, LeVar?
Yeah.
Holding
turnovers.
On to the damn ball.
Turnover ratio. You know, you're paid as the best running back in the National Football League, one of them. Your job is to dominate games as a runner. You know how much less money King Henry makes than Ezekiel Elliott?
Oh, boy.
So, listen.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this segment or this game pick about Ezekiel Elliott, but fortunately for the Washington football team, it is based upon Ezekiel Elliott, and the reason being is that they need a running game to right their ship in Dallas, and they do not have one. It does not look like they're going to have one. There does not seem to be any indicator that they will have one, but if I am being honest, if you had to have a doctor write up a script to go to the pharmacy and turn it in and get the proper medicine to heal yourself, it would have Washington football team on the bottle. Take one every morning.
So you're taking the Dallas
better.
Cowboys. I am going to take the Washington football
team.
Okay.
Hold on. Prescriptions don't always work, though.
Oh, nicely done.
And sometimes you got to go get a different script to make things better. So I'm going to go with the Washington football
team.
There
you go. Looking for that defense to get after it. I'm with you. Not a lot of points in this one at a premium. Zach Martin going to miss the game. Another injury on that offensive line for Dallas. And I think that's the big thing. And honestly, I think Pollard gives them more juice in the run game, the quick twitch and ability to get to the outside.
The last year, not just this season, the last year leading into this, Pollard has been a more effective running back than Ezekiel
Elliott. I think you got a little bit of a burst. He gets to the outside when we're trying to overcome the misery that is that offensive line. Because Andy Dalton wasn't throwing from set feet at all.
And there's
last
a lot
week.
Of discord between players and the coaching staff as well. There's just a lot of just fractured situations taking place in Dallas right now. They're not in a great place.
I'll tell you what, you can get right and you can find some positivity. Why? On November 6th and 7th, coming up in a couple of weeks, the world's best thoroughbreds compete in 14 exhilarating races worth $31 million in purses and awards at the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Learn more about the Breeders' Cup World Championships at breederscup.com/2020. That's right. Get horse racing into the mix. Look, we're trying to find our wins here against the spread, and also we'll do a little bit of handicapping when we get to Breeders' Cup weekend as well. Find you some winners in the program. He's LeVar Arrington, the All-American, at LeVar Arrington on Twitter, at King of the Mammals on Instagram. I'm over at Swollen Dome. The podcast, I Want Your Flex Fantasy Preview for Week 7 is up. Find that at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your audio. Appreciate that. Dan Beyer and I put a bunch of work into that each and every week to bring you fantasy domination. All right, coming up next, we get back into the games, and we got one that got flexed. See what I did there?
I did.
Yeah, most muscular pose for everybody.
I got lost in seeing snow on the TV. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I
need a break. All good, buddy.
Take us to break.
Pause.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Shut him down. Yeah. Fired up here in the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's Mike Harmon alongside the All-American LeVar Arrington.
What up?
Having some fun with you here on a Sunday morning as we get ready for a full slate in the National Football League. Week 7 is upon us already. Funny how fast it goes, right? All the questions of would the season come to fruition? NFL said, yes, we got you. We got you. Took a little while. Took some weird roads and schedule changes, but that long road does continue. A few more games for us to get to today on the program on Instagram right now, live at Swollen
Dome. That joke is funny, man.
What, you watching the guys with their little machines out?
I'm watching the live post that you posted.
Oh, what did
I was going underneath the
oh, where you were laying down last
night? I kind of thought I was totally, invisible to the – oh, I did make it totally invisible, actually.
You got invisible for a couple of seconds, but for the most part, you were with me.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Well, you got to make it nice for the people, because if you're going to post video, as we did to my Instagram feed at Swollen Dome, listening here on Fox Sports Radio, LeVar having some fun in the studio. You want to talk about lean back?
I'm going to start a
lean back.
Let's do a simulcast.
Oh, double up.
Request me. How about that? Or I'm going to request you.
You're going to request me live. Whatever. Yes. We'll figure that all out.
I'm going live
you
on
turn
your.
Down your volume, though,
100%.
Now we're getting echoing. Yeah. As we go, but we're
I'm
here.
Not
in
as
the,
much a pro as you, man.
Well, no, I'm learning.
You got to accept me.
Fox Sports Radio here live from the Geico Studios. It's LeVar Arrington, the All-American, and me, Mike Harmon. As we've got a few more games left to go, why don't we continue our run? This is the one that got flexed to Sunday night. Wear them out. Let's go all day.
Seahawks at Cardinals.
The Seahawks, 3-point favorites on the road, 55. Is your over-under for this one, LeVar? We've seen Arizona and Kyler Murray. Look, he wasn't sharp last week at all against Dallas.
Yep.
But they made two big plays, right? They made them when they counted. Christian Kirk running free for that 80-yard touchdown. Later, DeAndre Hopkins, a fantasy saver for him because he was invisible much of the game, had that 60-yard completion that made for, 140 of the 188 passing yards for Kyler Murray. Added a touchdown on the ground, makes for a solid fantasy day overall, but still some concerns. The loss of Chandler Jones going to be part of the potential defensive foibles going forward. But as we sit here today, Arizona second in total defense, giving up just 18.7 points per game. So we're looking at just 346 total yards per game, 119 a game on the ground, 112 points given up. Seattle, we know what that defense is about. It's no good. It's like school in, schools on Saturdays. No class.
No good.
Waiting for Jamal Adams to come back and be a difference maker in that secondary. But when everything was going on with Antonio Brown this week, and Seattle was rumored, and Russell Wilson was talking,
like, they wanted him.
Can this guy play defense? Was what I was hoping. Can he go and catch? Look, because we always joke, why does this guy play defense? He's fast. He does this.
It's a good
one. He can't
catch. Yeah.
Well, AB might have been able to be an Iron Man kind of player for them. But an interesting game. Russell Wilson and company, we know what the offense is capable of. DK Metcalf probably sees an awful lot of Peterson. But when we try to break down the game overall, can Arizona hang with it?
Yes, they can hang with them. And in fact, not only can they hang with them, I think they win this game.
Look at you!
Mike. I think they win this game, and I think they win this game in an impressive fashion. And you know why? Because I believe that Arizona's offense will be able to take as much advantage as necessary and needed to be able to pull through and win this game against Seattle. I do believe that Russell Wilson will have a big day. I think that DK Metcalf will have a pretty good day. But if you think about this secondary for the Arizona Cardinals, they are capable of slowing down that receiving core and possibly giving Russell Wilson some fits in coverage. So I think it'll be enough for them to be able to get the win. I'm going with Arizona on this one.
Look at you. This is one of my favorite games of the day, and obviously they flexed it out. This was one that wasn't protected, was able to be moved. I know a lot of people were clamoring for the Battle of the Unbeatens to be done. That would have you'd have to convince CBS to let you have that game roll through. For me, I'm curious to see if Greg Olsen can't be a difference maker between he and Will Disley, the tight ends. Will they be a factor here against Arizona? The other thing, last Monday night, I think those that aren't massive, you know, inside defensive players and everything else, they got introduced to Buda Baker in a big way.
Yep.
We've been celebrating him here on the show all season, and certainly he's a guy that's been on my radar a bunch as an under-the-radar playmaker. Look, the Arizona defense has never been anything to write home about, so it's easy to get lost in individual play.
Mm-hmm.
Peterson stands out because he's out on the island, right, because he's on the island, but Buda cleaning up a lot of the dirt in the middle didn't get the just due, but then you do it against Dallas and make for some big plays, and suddenly everybody's like, hey, wait a minute, there's another guy in Arizona.
They got a couple more. Sad that they don't have Chandler right now, because they would have one on every level, but it's all right. I still think they got enough weapons on that defense to do what they need to do.
I'm going to take Seattle to win, but Arizona plus the 3 at home to beat the spread and give us some more opportunity. A couple more games left on our slate, but first we're going to turn it over to Isaac Lowenkron, find out what's trending in this sporting universe.
Michael and LeVar, we start in the NFL, where Ian Rappaport reported this morning that the Tennessee Titans have been fined $350,000 for their recent COVID-19 protocol violations. Indeed, payable in clams, ironically. Ooh. Adam Schefter reporting that Antonio Brown's one-year deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers has a maximum value of $2.5 million. That is comprised of a $750,000 bonus, $750,000 bonus for a Super Bowl win, and three $250,000 bonuses, one for receptions, one for yards, and one for touchdowns, the remaining $1 million in base salary and roster bonuses. In Game 4 of the World Series Saturday night, the Dodgers led the Tampa Bay Rays 7-6, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning.
Close.
I'm trying to foreshadow and build drama here for anyone who didn't hear about this, guys. You're dropping hints.
Well, just teasing.
I'm not saying
teasing in the radio business.
You're under the impression that I'm mad at you. I actually welcome the embellishments and accoutrements.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I'm the great steak, but you guys are the potatoes and the asparagus on the side that complements the dish in this particular case.
Asparagus has lasting effects.
I'm not making any asparagus.
Do it!
They don't have any they don't have any lasting effects for me. I don't know what kind of asparagus you're eating.
It keeps you regular.
By the way, what were we talking about again? Oh, yeah, game four.
Come on! Focus! We got to keep our composure!
See, radio is theater of the mind, and I'm building up the anticipation.
Yeah,
all right.
Go.
Dodgers 7, Rays 6, two outs, bottom of the ninth. The Rays at first and second. Kenley Jansen on the mound. The Dodgers a strike away from a 3-1 lead. And the Rays, Brett Phillips at the plate. Joe Buck on Fox, take it away.
That is into center field. Here comes Kiermaier. Phillips has tied the game. A Rose Arena coming around. Throw home. Now he stumbles. But the ball gets away. Tampa Bay wins it.
8-7, so the series is tied at 2 wins apiece. It is now a best of three. A footnote, earlier in the game, Arozarena homered to the fourth inning, setting a major league record with his 9th home run of this postseason. Game 5 coming up tonight at 8.08 p.m. Eastern Time. Back to Michael and LeVar, and 2 minutes ago, I never would have dreamed that this report would have covered the gastrointestinal effects of asparagus.
Well,
you can't get this stuff anywhere else. Back
there,
to you.
There are positive impacts of eating your vegetables.
There's no question about it. We add value. At Isaac Lohenkron on Twitter.
Positive impact.
Still waiting to come in and get through the incentivizing master course that LeVar Arrington is going to teach America.
Absolutely.
Thereafter.
No, not America. Just
ILO.
Yeah.
I was in there earlier. You just didn't notice me. I was so subtle and so savvy like a ninja that you didn't even notice that I was in there, but I gained all the knowledge.
Did you see that? He was channeling his inner John Cena. We couldn't see him.
He was like almost like Fitzpatrick's going to be today for the Dolphins.
Oh, they got a bye today, so we don't get
even
to do a
better.
Deep dive.
Ah, even better.
Even more invisible.
Even better. Yeah.
Come on. Next game.
Wear them out. Let's go all day.
Bears and Rams.
Oh, now this.
We got a game. This is a game I should have been able to go to.
This is going to be a
Monday night affair here in the City of Angels. The Rams, 6-point favorites over the Bears. Bears, people still aren't believing at all. And
they should believe.
45. The defense is for real.
The defense is for real. And that's why I'm so excited about this game, because you have two. People have made it so convenient to forget about Khalil Mack for some strange reason. It's like the press dominated by Aaron Donald and what they believe, you know, he is and how he's been playing. But quietly, Khalil Mack has been showing that consistency of the dominance of a player that he is and has been. And so I think this is one of those games we get so excited about watching matchups like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady going head-to-head, even though they're not even going to be on the field at the same exact time, which is crazy. But this is one of those games where you say, if you want to see two premier players on the side of the defense, this is it. You get everything you want and more in this one.
For the Bears, the defense, at least up front, it's been a little bit of a surprise because Eddie Goldman, remember, opted out.
Mm-hmm.
Big nose tackle who had a fantastic 2019 season. So you're looking at a squad that came in on the defensive front wondering if that was going to have an impact. It hasn't. Cornerbacks have played well, but for a couple of, and I'll call them, suspect penalties. And that's not Bears fan.
They might
fan.
Be undefeated.
That's just, you know, you're looking at games and going, all right, how is that a flag? This is not, whatever. And, you know, they dominated Carolina otherwise last week. But this is one, I think the Bears hang around. They haven't been able to establish a run game. I'm hard-pressed to pick them to win the game outright, but I certainly think they're within the six. So I'll take the Rams to win at home on Monday Night Football with the Bears to beat the spread.
I keep picking against the Bears.
Yes, you do.
And if I pick them, then they will probably lose. So for the better benefit of you and your health and
thanks, buddy.
Obviously, you being a Bears fan that you are.
I'll wear it. Like everybody says, oh, you can't be fans and do radio. Yeah, you can.
Sure yeah, you it, can. It,
you're from somewhere. That's why you got into this business, damn it.
That is true. And I am a Steelers fan. I'm going to take the Rams because I do believe the Rams will win. But more importantly, if I take the Bears, they will lose. So I'm going to take the Rams on this one. And what's the spread?
Six.
Yeah, I think they'll cover the spread as well.
Well, there you go. All right, two more games to get to really quick. Let's go.
Wear them out. Let's go all day.
49ers and Patriots.
Here we go. Some intrigue.
This is a lovely matchup. This is a very entertaining week of games, man. This slate of games is really good.
Tough slate of games to pick, but an entertaining. Everyone's got a storyline. Even if they're games you don't like,
right, yeah.
They have storylines.
This is another one of those must-win games. You know how we were talking about a must-win game for Baker Mayfield and the Browns to win against the Cincinnati Bengals? Is garbage as that matchup sounds and uninteresting, that storyline makes it an interesting game to watch. This is one of those games where, like Tom Brady and coming out of losing to Chicago, you're like, man, can he lead this team? What are they going to be without him? Well, Bill Belichick is being questioned in his abilities right now because, well, New England is average. And they're questioning Cam Newton because they're looking at Cam like, is Cam average? They have to win this game. Otherwise, the intensity of those conversations will begin to catch a lot, like air to the flame, right? Like
sure.
That oxygen, it is needed from that flame for it to grow. If they don't win this game, that flame is going to get pretty big, and it's going to get pretty hot. And I tell you right now, I'm taking New England because they have to win. Not for any other reason other than they have to win this game.
San Francisco starting to get healthier. Still banged up at the running back position. Mostert goes back onto the IR, so that's a big move. So fantasy owners immediately run out for Hasty. You've got him. You've got McKinnon. You got Wilson. Good luck trying to sort that out. But Kittle back, Debo Samuel's return. You hang a star on that. A big push for that offense in the working downfield. Look, for New England last week, I don't know that Bill Belichick's really, other than the deactivation ahead of the Super Bowl of his cornerback, right, a couple years ago, I don't know that his coaching's ever been as questioned as that two-point conversion, which, do the math. They needed either they're kicking a bunch of field goals, or they have to score two touchdowns and get a two
right
in one of those circumstances. They went for it on the first touchdown. I don't see why this is so hard. They get it. It's a seven-point game.
Mm-hmm.
They kick the extra point. Still going to have to get it eventually. Oh, and you're going to have to keep the guy who's super toe. Anybody that remembers that toy, I love you because that means you're older than 20. When you're slamming the head down trying to kick it as far as you can.
Yeah.
They used to do it to Sebastian Janikowski. He's not there anymore. So now it's Brandon McManus has that tag of wherever on the field, they're at least going to be able to attempt a field goal. So this one's curious for me. I am going to take the road squad because I don't think that's New England's got enough playmakers. Cam's going to have to rush for 80 yards, I think, to really make this thing work.
Let the games begin.
Let's
on what
get it.
That looks like when they lose that game.
Potential for absolute chaos. But as of now, I mean, there's not a receiver in the bunch that scares you. And I think that's a problem going forward. Mm. All right, we got one last game. Let's do it real quick. Wear them out. Let's go all day.
Jaguars at Chargers.
Chargers, 7.5-point favorites coming out of the bye week. Ingram back for the Chargers defense. They will be without Trey Turner. They've got a few others questionable. Justin Jackson, the big one for you, which means more Joshua Kelly in your fantasy lineups. Jaguars defense has been hurt quite a bit and just kind of a mess as it goes. Remember, they traded off Yannick Ngakoue. He went to Minnesota.
He just got traded off again.
He was good, and he was one of the few bright spots for Minnesota. He goes to Baltimore, but they're not part of this game. But showing where we're at with Jacksonville, report this morning from NFL Network that Gardner Minshew could be benched. Yeah, put it on him. Your defense can't stop you, me, and nine of our closest friends that we grab off of Ventura Boulevard yet we're going to blame Gardner Minshew. That makes sense.
Quarterbacks and coaches.
I tell you, he's wearing it all.
They get the blame, they get the shame, but they also get the praise.
Jaguars at the Chargers. Justin Herbert on the other side. I mean, what else can you say about the Rook? He's a guy that comes out and he's slinging it.
He's improving. He's,
Mike Williams is activated, right?
Yeah, defense is strong. It's not a good recipe for the Jaguars to keep Manchu as the starter.
So Mike Glennon would become that guy.
Translation, Mike Glennon.
Translation, we're sorry we won that game against Indianapolis,
Jaguars
and we wish we
lost.
Were going for Trevor Lawrence or Mr. Fields.
Yeah.
I'll take the Chargers and the Chargers to win big coming out of the bye week.
I don't know about big, but
so we're at
be
least not
enough.
Talking about Anthony Lynn's job for 1 week.
We're
going to be talking about Dave Roberts more to mix in a little baseball,
But
we're not talking about Anthony Lynn.
Shots out to Tampa Bay.
Rays come up with a huge, huge win. Arozarena even helps to even things as he crawls to home plate.
Man, he slid.
Yeah, that was brilliant. A comedy of errors
late
on that play. But we'll break that down in a future podcast.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Right on. Yeah! Fox Sports Radio. It's Fox Football Sunday. Finishing up another fast, exciting 2 hours. Lots of information. Podcast will be up in a few minutes if you want to go back to any of the game analysis. The I Want Your Flex podcast, Fantasy Week 7 preview up. Dan Beyer and I, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your audio. LeVar and I are on and off Instagram all day long. We post insights and motivational speeches. All of that kind of rolls through. Might be Instagramming himself sleeping later. But for now, at King of the Mammals, at Swollen Dome, if you want to put a video to the beautiful voices that you hear emanating from the Fox Sports Radio studios, you can do that right now. Want to thank the team, Chris Perfett, rallying to finish strong. He's got Detroit, Atlanta coming up in a little bit. Vin's close. He's ready for Washington and Dallas. And Isaac Lowenkron's got you at Isaac Lowenkron. When we're talking Chargers and Jaguars. At Chris Perfett on Twitter, at Vince Close 13, if I'm remembering correctly. Yes?
V Close 13.
So you got all the team assembled. Check out LeVar during the week on FS1's Speak for Yourself.
Yep.
As well as warriorwoke.com. Get an idea of the program he's got rolling up there.
You'll love it.
At LeVar Arrington on Twitter as well. So without further ado, let's get into it. The mammals of the week for week 7.
Yeah, let's start in Las Vegas. We brought up Jerry Jeudy and talked about him at length. Look for him to mammal it out today.
Oh, no, you're talking to Henry Ruggs.
Henry Ruggs.
Yeah,
Henry Ruggs, excuse me, not Denver.
You were trying to go to Denver.
Yeah, I was in Denver.
Just because they were Ruggs. Out there with the trying to defrost the field.
There
you
we
got
go.
Distracted.
Henry Ruggs.
Yeah.
My apologies. Get them mixed up for obvious reasons.
Sure.
Anyway, look for him to have a big one today. Henry Ruggs, all right, not to be
all it takes is one with him, right? He doesn't need to catch eight.
He is
that's
a grown,
the guy that's the yak.
Baby boy's a grown man. Speaking of grown men, San Francisco, so we'll stay on the West Coast and go to Deebo Samuel. All right, he can do it on the ground and he can do it in the air. So look for Deebo to possibly have a big one. D-Hop. I think
there
that,
you go.
That
he's ready
have,
to go.
I think he'll mammal it out today as well and have a big showing. And I think they'll get the win based upon his performance in particular. And then take the Steelers defense. I think that they will be all mammal as well. So if you're mammaling it out on the fantasy football deal, put those people on your lineup.
Working to get yourself some daily fantasy. DeAndre Hopkins at this point, he was my number one wide receiver, even with the questionable tag earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Averaging 10 targets a game, he's gone over 130 yards 3 times. We just need him to find the end zone more frequently. It's time to go into our fantasy ninjas of the day. And, of course, those are brought to you by Geico, and we'll get our fantasy play of the day here off the jump. It's October. What does it mean? Well, it's Geico-ween, of course. Don't be spooked by high rates on car insurance. Geico's brewing up spellbinding savings that they're crafting just for you. See how much you could save. Get a quote today at geico.com. NFL.com. Number one, I'm looking at Teddy Bridgewater to give us some points going up against New Orleans. Yeah, he's got some banged up parts of the receiving core, Curtis Samuel. But I'm looking for Mike Davis to have himself a big day as well. Kind of muted against the Bears, but he did find the end zone. Kyle Allen going up against Dallas. Why? Because it's against Dallas, so we find some value there. Tim Patrick going up against Kansas City. He's been active a couple hundred-yard games in a row. Touchdowns two of his last three. But the Geico play of the day for me, I'm rolling the dice with Zach Moss getting a bit of a workload going up against those New York football Jets. Why? Because you haven't seen Singletary distinguish himself. Moss, second week back from injury. And the Jets, the seventh most fantasy points to running backs. Fun, fast 2 hours, LeVar, as always.
It was fun and fast, as usual.
Yeah, no
Enjoy
question.
Enjoy your day, man.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. Why? Because the Bears can't lose today.
The Bears.
And, oh, and Northwestern won 43-3. Did I tell you that?
Oh,
Big Ten football's back, baby.
Rub it in.
Keep it tuned. Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.